I want to spend a little time in the book of Joshua. We want to read one verse in the book of Joshua. And as you turn in here, Joshua 24, and I want to read verse 15. This is a familiar verse that many have maybe even quoted, or at least a portion of it. A lot of times you see it on different little plaques or different things like that. But I want to kind of give you just a few thoughts tonight. And to be honest with you, I would like us tonight after I get done preaching, instead of us having an invitation, I would like us, if you will, for all that will, that are able, that I believe that we need to gather around the altar tonight and pray for our country. I believe that's important, that God's will be done, and that God would intervene as He sees fit. And so I'd like to do that. And then if you have business that you want to do with the Lord personally, then that would be a good time to do that. But I've titled this message, As For Me. As For Me. Now, I want to read this verse, and I want to let you kind of fill you in on why I've titled it this way. But let's read verse 15 of Joshua chapter 24. The Bible says, And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which ye fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Now, we know that latter part of this verse, we know that as for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. And a lot of times you will see that, you'll see people quote that, and you will see different plaques and what have you. But there's something that actually comes before the writer is talking about the house or the household. And so the thought here tonight is, as for me, as for me, what are you going to do as an individual? And what are you going to do in your life? And then as you make the right choice and as you make the right decision, then the hope and the prayer is that your family will come with you or your house will come with you. But it has to be determined that as for me, and that's the reason that we titled the message this way. But let's pray, and then we'll get right on into the message. Father, thank you for our time together. And Lord, we do lift up in prayer those that's on our prayer list. Lord, we realize that we didn't call out every name tonight, but we did this morning to the best of our ability. And there's a lot of folks that are struggling. And Lord, I pray that you'll meet those needs. There's those that are just dealing with difficult situations. And just like Wednesday night, Lord, you know, we read the missionaries that were struggling that have health problems. And of course, the surgery tomorrow for Sister Nora, we pray for her. And there's also those that are just struggling as individuals, people themselves that's just struggling with life. And Lord, I pray that you'll help them. Lord, I ask your blessings on the service tonight. We thank you for all the music, all the messages and the songs. And Lord, now I just pray that you'll help me tonight. May you be glorified in everything that's done. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As for me, I think that when the writer or when we make that decision, then there needs to be a determination even during this time. I think that in a lot of ways, the determination of a believer should be even be stronger than ever. There's a lot of opposing forces. There's a lot of opposing ideas. There's a lot of opposing thoughts. There's a lot of things that's happening in this world that we need to be determined that we're going to serve the Lord. And so we know that we have God who will help us. We know that we have the Lord who loves us. And we also know that based upon what the Scripture says, the Lord will always be with us. The Bible says that He will never leave us nor forsake us. But we also understand there's something found in the book of Exodus that I want to read to you. And that is Exodus 34:14, where the Bible says, for thou shalt worship no other God, for the Lord whose name is jealous is a jealous God. So God is very jealous in that type of a worship. God is very jealous that when things get put before Him, and so He's no different today. There's a very jealous nature as far as in the Lord. Now, I will say there's a very jealous nature, but there's also, He's graceful, He's merciful, He's forgiving, and He's the author of peace. He's the author of help, and we know that. We have the Holy Spirit that will help us. But I believe that He wants our attention. I believe that He wants our life. And we are not to serve any other gods. Well, let's be honest with ourselves. Even as believers, there's a lot of times things gets in our way. There's a lot of distractions, and it is very easy to allow things to come before Him. And so we must be aware, and let's just kind of put it this way, that in many cases, life itself gets in the way. And we call that as life because there's so many distractions in this life that can cause us to lose our focus or cause us to lose our determination. But notice another word that's found in verse 15, and that is the word choose. You see, we have a choice to make. We are to choose whom we serve. So every day it's a choice. Every day it's a choice whether we're going to serve Him. It's every day it's a choice whether we're going to make Him number one in our life. Every day is a choice that we make, and we get up out of bed and we choose. We choose. Now, we don't choose the things that's happening a lot of times in our life, and we don't choose a lot of times the distractions, and we don't choose things that happen unexpectedly, but yet we can still choose to serve Him. So that's why I've titled this message, As For Me. God must have the preeminence in our lives. He must have the preeminence in our lives. So tonight I want to give us three points, or I want to share three thoughts with you in that word, as for me, or in that context, is as for me. And I would like to share these three things. As for me, this determination that I'm talking about, as for me, I'm going to look to Him. As for me, I'm going to look to Him. And so we see this in Hebrews chapter 12, and we're going to share a few verses with you tonight as we're making that determination, as for me, and as we're determined that we're going to serve Him. But as for me, I'll look to Him. And in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, it says, Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with a great cloud of witness, the Bible says, lay aside every weight and sin which does so easily beset us. So the understanding here is there are going to be distractions. There are going to be some things in our life that causes an imbalance or a lack of balance in our life, and also sin. The Bible says sin which does so easily beset us. And it goes on to say, let us run the race with patience, the race that is set before us. But it also importantly says in verse 2, how do we do all these things? How do we lay aside these weights? How do we lay aside this potential sin that could creep in our lives? How do we do all this? Well, it tells us in verse 2, looking unto Jesus. That's what we're due. That's as for me, I'm going to look unto Jesus. I'm going to look unto Him. And it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We do this by faith. We look to Him by faith. And it goes on to say, who for the joy was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. So it also tells us, why do we do this? Why do we need to have our faith in Him? Why do we need to look to Him? Because He's the one that paid our sin debt. He's the one, it says, who endured the cross. He's the one that we're doing this for. We're doing this for Him. And so as for me, I'm going to look to Him. I'm going to look to Him during life's problems. I'm going to look to Him during life's discouragements. I'm going to look to Him for the help that I need. And so that's why we think of this title is As For Me. We have to make that determination that I'm going to look to Him. We make that determination. The Bible also says in Micah, and I'll read this verse, these couple of verses for you, Micah chapter 7, the Bible says, "Trust ye not in a friend, put ye not confidence in a guide. Keep the doors of the mouth from her that lieth in thy bosom. For the son dishonoreth the father, and the daughter riseth up against her mother, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own house." And the conclusion for this is found in verse 7. "Therefore, I will look unto the Lord, and I will wait for God, and my salvation, my God, will hear me." You see, it's just simply telling us, we put our confidence in the Lord. Friends will fail you. People will fail you. Situations will fail you. But the Lord will never fail you. Therefore, we look to Him. So as for me, I'm going to look to Him. As for me, I'm going to find my help from Him. There's no confidence in man. There's only confidence in the Lord. And so let's look back just for a moment, and we have to do it in our own minds because we all come from different households. We all come from different lives. We all come from different histories of our life. But I want you to go back to the many times that the Lord has helped you. I want you to go back in your mind, and maybe there's something specific that you're thinking of. I know that I have several things that I can just immediately go to that the Lord has helped me through. And I can go back. And let me ask you a question. Has the Lord ever failed you? And I think we all, if we're honest, we would say no. But let me ask you another question. Have people failed you? Absolutely. Has situations failed you? Absolutely. The only one that has not failed you is our Lord. So therefore, we look to Him. As for me, I'm going to look to Him. I'll give you another point tonight, and that is this. As for me, I'm going to live for Him. Again, that's the determination. As for me, I'm going to look to Him. I'm going to look to Him. Why do we do this? Why do we look to Him? Well, let me give you a reference found tonight in Romans chapter 14, verses 7 and 8. The Bible says, "For none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. For whether we live unto the Lord. And whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's." So why do we live for Him? Why do we need to have that determination? Because we are His children. We're His children. We can be blessed tonight, and we can realize how blessed we are because we are one of His children. I remember growing up, you know, sometimes when people would tell me, especially when I was smaller, when people would tell me that you look just like your daddy, then that actually would thrill me as a little fella growing up, because I idolized my dad, and so that would thrill me. And so, but you know what? When it comes to a believer, you know, we should be thrilled when somebody sees Christ in us. You know, there's a point in our life that we have to stand apart. You know, we're in this world, and we need to live in this world, but I think there's a point that we need to stand apart from this world. We don't go by all the things that the world does, although we're in the world, and there's a point that we can make a stand, and we live for Him. And that's what should be our desire. Another verse is found in, and you know this verse, Galatians 2:20. It says, "For I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me." So it's, we live for Him because Christ is living in us. And it goes on to say, there's this faith word again. Let me start over. It says, "I live yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh," that is how we're living right now, living in the flesh, "I live by the faith of the Son of God." Here's what He did again. who loved me and gave himself for me. So again, it's repeated here just exactly what he did. What he did for us. He gave himself for us. So therefore that should again give us a desire to live for him. That should give us a desire to live for him. As for me, and then we can talk about the house at a later date, but as for me, I'm going to have that determination. I'm going to have that determination. And then the third point tonight is this. I'm going to have this determination that I'm going to love him. That I'm going to love him. I'm going to love him. 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. And many of you can quote this verse, but I want to read it to you. The Bible says, we love him because he first loved us. That's the reason we love him. We love him because he first loved us. He laid down his life that we might have life. He took our place that we might live. He came into the world to not condemn the world, but he came in this world to bring life to this world. You see, the only opportunity that we have in life, the only opportunity that man has for heaven, is through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Regardless of what other religions tell you, regardless of what other religions try to promote, regardless of how many prayers, regardless of how many, you know, I heard just this week, you know, and it's sad to me, but I heard just this week that an individual went to someone's grave and they were praying that there was a still chance for them to get to heaven. You know, and we think, well, how could somebody believe that? Let me tell you, there are people that are misguided. And it breaks my heart when I hear that. It breaks my heart that someone has an idea when we take our last breath, whenever that is, there's either one or two places we're going to go. We're either going to go to heaven or we're going to go to hell. Regardless of what any other religion teaches or tries to promote or tries to endorse, you know, to me, that's just another distraction that Satan uses to make people feel good. I heard one time many years ago that there was an individual that really was under conviction. And he knew that his life wasn't where he needed to be. He knew that he needed something different. So he attended a church and he started attending this church. And somebody talked to him and said, hey, as long as you become a member of this church, you'll be okay. Well, that's what he did. He became a member. And I don't know if he ever got saved or not. But you see, that's the falsehood. So why do we love him? Because we know the truth. Why do we love him? Because we were put under conviction one day. We were put in under conviction one day and the Holy Spirit spoke to our heart that we need to be saved. Why do we love him? Because we have hope tonight. Why do we love him? Because as troubled as this world is, we can still have peace. We can still have peace in our heart. Why do we love him? Because he doesn't give us what we deserve. Why do we love him? Because we've all experienced grace. We've all experienced mercy. We've all experienced forgiveness. Why do we love him? Because he deserves our love. He deserves our love. Our desire should be tonight that Jesus is first in our life no matter what. No matter what comes our way, our desire should be tonight that we live for him. We understand that life changes. We understand that people change. We understand that circumstances change. We understand that we get disappointed in this life. But our love for Him and our desire for Him should never change. As for me, the question tonight is, as for me, what are you going to choose? As for me, what is my decision going to be? We have a lot to pray about tonight. I believe that we're in a critical state. I believe that the Lord can intervene. I believe the Lord can answer prayer. But I also believe that we're in a state of people just don't care. But we need to pray, and I believe that we need to do our duty and our burden and our desire, and that is to pray. We need to pray for our fellow believers. We need to pray for our missionaries. We need to pray for those that's on our prayer list. But we also need to pray for our country. Our country is in need of prayer, and we have a lot to pray about tonight. So what I want to do tonight is I want to close this section of prayer in prayer and just simply thank God that He allows us the opportunity to love Him, that He allows us the opportunity to serve Him, that He allows us the opportunity to love Him, and that we make that desire, that we make that desire in our lives as for me. But we need to pray, and I'd like us to gather around. And those that are watching online as we turn this portion off, then let me challenge you that are watching tonight and that will be watching. As we pray, I desire you to take time, not just to cut the computer off or however you're watching your phone or whatever, but as soon as you turn it off, I desire you that are watching to also pray for our country. Our country needs prayer, and we need God's grace. So let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together. Thank you for each one that's here. Lord, we do thank you that you loved us. Help us to have that desire tonight, as for me. Help us to have that desire to love you no matter what, no matter how life changes. Help us to love you. And so, Father, I do pray, as we end this portion of our service, Lord, that you'll intervene on the behalf of those that are on our prayer list, those needs, those heavy hearts, those having surgery, those dealing with cancer, just on and on and on. And Lord, I pray, Lord, that you'll help on Tuesday. And so, Father, I pray that you'll, as we end this portion, I not only want to pray and ask, but I also want to thank you. I want to thank you for salvation. I want to thank you for your love. I want to thank you for your mercy. I want to thank you for the day that you've blessed us with. But Lord, we need you. And Lord, we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.